It's as close to time travel as we're going to get. This Week in Music History with Marty Miller.
Hello, that would be me. And this is the bit where we, in less than 10 minutes, boot through a week of music history. And we're looking at the week of April 29th until May 3rd. How's all in your world? What do you remember from this week in music history? Isn't it a funny one? It's a funny question because nobody ever remembers anything from a particular week. That's why you need the podcast. Tell your friends. This was the week Bruce Springsteen broke into Graceland to meet Elvis Presley back in 1976.
Is Elvis here? Yeah. I said, well, Elvis is in Las Vegas.
Keith Moon, same year, 1976, went a bit nuts and paid for it. Here's Keith on Keith.
Oh, nutty as a fruitcake.
And this week in 2017, Eagles went to court over Hotel California.
Arguing in the suit, the hotel is falsely marketing itself as connected to the band.
Let's go through this week, April 29th to May 3rd.
This week in music history, a week in less than 10 minutes.
So in 1976, Bruce Springsteen is playing in Memphis. He takes a taxi over to Elvis Presley's Graceland home. Says to Stevie Van Zandt, I'm going in, I'm going over the wall. And he climbed over it. He told this story on the telly a little while ago on Graham Norton, and it's just brilliant.
I looked at Steve, I said, Steve, I'm going in. And the taxi driver said, hey man, don't go in there, they got big dogs over there, don't go over that wall. I said, well, when's the opportunity gonna come again? I jumped over the wall, ran up the drive, got to the front door, and I was just about to knock on the front door, and a security guy came out of the bushes. And he said, Dick, can I help you? And very casually, like, yeah. I said, yeah, is Elvis here? You know? I said, well, Elvis is in Las Vegas. I said, okay, well, can you tell him, and I generally don't like to do this, but that Bruce Springsteen was here. And he may not know who that is, but I was just on the cover of Time and Newsweek. For you young folks, they were magazines.
Also in 1976, this week, The Who's drummer Keith Moon paid 9 taxi drivers to block off both ends of a New York Avenue. Why? So he could throw the contents of his hotel room out the window.
Do you see any of the movies I've done? And it's Keith Moon being crazy. They read any newspaper articles and it's me being crazy and zany or whatever. So what else can they think? Which, and I suppose it's true. The things that appear a bit sort of strange to them are perfectly normal to me. I mean, it's, I don't find anything odd in some of the things that have been written about me, but other people do. They come, they go, look at this. Oh, nutty as a fruitcake. But I didn't think it's odd at all.
Amazing stuff this week in 2008 when a lady called Gail Reynard, she was given the handwritten lyrics to Give Peace a Chance by John Lennon in 1969. Well, she decided in 2008 to sell the thing. So Christie said, well, it should be worth about 400 grand. It sold for 790 grand. Lennon in 69 told Gail, who was a teenager at the time, he said, hang on to this piece of paper, it'll be worth something someday. Nearly £1 million.
Zipping through a week in a matter of minutes. This Week in Music History, the podcast.
There's more Elvis stuff. This week, at age 32 in 1967, he married the 21-year-old Priscilla.
Elvis Presley weds Priscilla Ann Boldol, and one of America's richest teenage singing idols promises to love, honor, and obey. The couple first met in Germany. Both are Memphis natives, and Elvis, 32, gave Priscilla Ann, 22, a wedding ring with 21 diamonds. Why did the pelvis desert bachelorhood? Said he, it's about time.
Do you know he met Priscilla when she was just 14 in 1959? Creepy different days back then. In 1997, the house where Kurt Cobain committed suicide went up for sale. Now, the carriage house where the Nirvana frontman died had been demolished by Courtney Love back in 1994, but the house was on the market.
The voice of grunge music takes his own life. Seattle's Kurt Cobain is dead of an apparent suicide.
Some more Bruce stuff, this time from 1972, when he auditioned for CBS Records' The A&R Man, John Hammond, in New York. Springsteen played a short set for him in the office. Hammond was so impressed, he arranged a real audition that night in a club in New York so other Columbia executives could see what this guy was about. Bruce passed the audition, and to this day, he is still with Columbia Records.
I was the king of the island, mama, I could talk so.
This week in music history, the podcast.
In 2005, we finally got some fresh cream. Eric Clapton, Ginger Baker, and bass player Jack Bruce played the first of four nights at London's Royal Albert Hall 36 years after they had split up.
Come on, Eric Clapton! Eric Clapton on the guitar vocals.
And in 1976, this week, David Bowie played the first of six sold-out shows at Wembley on his Station to Station tour, his first UK shows in 3 years.
There's always some change in the weather.
Finally, then, 2017, Eagles were suing a hotel in Mexico that called itself the Hotel California. Now, the hotel said it had been there since the late 40s, but the band claimed that this 11-room hotel actively encourages guests to believe it's somewhat associated with the band so it can sell merchandise.
The Eagles, whose members include Don Henley and Joe Walsh, arguing in the suit, the hotel is falsely marketing itself as connected to the band through gift shop items and piped-in Eagles music. They're seeking all related profits, plus damages and relief. And, of course, for the hotel to drop the name.
And that is a look at this week in music history. We've just gone through a week in less than 10 minutes. That was April 29th until May 3rd. I thank you for listening to the podcast. Please subscribe and tell all your friends. Go on, then. Tell them now. I'm waiting. Tell them. Have a great week. We'll do it again next time.
This week in music history, a week in less than 10 minutes.